Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun. Elisha left off in daf Mem Tesem Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots, Skila, Sreifa, Vechule. I want to thank Elisha Graf very, very much for giving the shiur over the last week and a half while I was away. I'm back for the foreseeable future. Well, son's getting married in 4 weeks, but, for a little while at least. And it is good to be back. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Alei HaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by David and Esther Haber for the yahrzeit of Esther's mother, Miriam Bas Esther Vishmuel Shlomo, as well as by Lazer and Linda Shiker on the 18th yahrzeit of Linda's mother, Fega Bas Arya Leib. May her neshama have an aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is very uncomplicated in terms of what we are discussing. What we are discussing is very straightforward. We have a machlok between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon about the order of severity of the Dalad Misos Beis Din, Skilas Reif Harag V'Chedek, or do you flip the first two and flip the last two? Do you say like Rabbi Shimon that Sreif is more chamor than Skila and Chedek is more chamor than Harag? So the Gemara is going to trace the basis for each opinion. Why is it that the Rabbanan hold Skila is more chamor than Sreif? What's the basis for that? Where do they see that Sreif is more chamor than Harag, that Harag is more chamor than Chedek? And Rabbi Shimon's opinion, why is it that what's his basis for assuming that you flip the first two and that you flip the last two? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us a Marga Lebepume, something that Rabbi Yochanan used to like to say that relates to this machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, as far as a Bas Kohen who's Mizana with her own father. So it's incestual, plus it's Nus, plus she's a Bas Kohen, so that the how exactly that plays out is going to depend on the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Sreif is more chamor than Skila, and is going to show that Rabbi Shimon is l'shita so, that a Bas Kohen, whether she's an Arusa or a Nesua, if she's Mizana, she has a din of Sreifa, and that's why he holds that way. He only holds that she has a din of Sreifa, whether she's an Arusa or a Nesua, because he holds Sreifa is more chamor than Skila. The Gemara is then going to bring a brisa that darshes the pasuk about a bas kohen that's mezaneh, and it's going to explain all the dinim that we derive from that brisa. So let's begin again, three lines from the end of the page. Skila, sreifa, v'chulei. So says the Gemara, skila chamura misreifa. How do I know skila is more chamura than sreifa according to the Rabbanon? Shekein nitna lemagadev lovid avodus chav gilulim, because we give skila to someone who's megadev, to someone who is mevarech as Hashem. At least that's the euphemism that we use to describe a megadev. It's a mevarich es Hashem, but it really means someone who curses Hashem. And when the Torah says "Vanefsher tasa biad rama mina ezrach umina ger es Hashem hu megadev," there's a machlokes tanoim in Maseches Krisos Dav Zayin what it means. According to the Chacham Minisi Ben Yehuda, megadev is a mevarich es Hashem. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, megadev is novid avod zara. So we're going to assume, like Rashi says over here, that it means a mevarich es Hashem. So megadev, someone who's mevarich es Hashem. So the pasuk says beferish that your hotzias makalel michutz lamachne rugmo so kala eda, that you give him skila ulovid avod zara, and someone who's avid avod zara. The pasuk says in sefer dvarim ki matzi bikir b'chal b'chad sharach isha isha shayase sara vayelech vayavur eluhim achirim uskaltem ba'avonim v'meisut. Beferish that you give skila for those averos. So they're very chamur. So there's no more severe avera than blaspheming the name of Hashem or being Ovid Avod Zara, and you see that they get skila, so that must mean that skila is the most chamor thing. Umay chumra, what makes these averos more chamor than all the other averos? Shekein poshet yadu b'hikar, because it goes against the very basic foundation of our religion. That's what makes them most chamor, and that's why they deserve the most chamor onesh, and that's why they get skila. So says Gemara, well, adraba, I can make an argument that sreifa should be more chamor than skila. Sreifa chamura, shekinin al-bas kohen shazinsa. Maybe sreifa should be more chamor, because sreifa is what we give to a bas kohen that's mizana. The pasuk says ba'ish tisareif, that she's burnt in fire. Umay chumra. And what's the chumra of bas kohen she's in? So why would I assume that if you want to know what the most severe onesh is, look at whatever the bas kohen she's in gets, because that's the worst avera a person could ever do. Shekein mechalela sesavia, because when she's mizana, she's taking the covet of her father very lightly, to say the least. And the sreifa that's given for such an avera must be the biggest punishment, because it's not only something where she's doing something terrible and doing something terrible klape herself, she's being mevaza her family, she's being mevaza her father. So that's that probably deserves the worst punishment. So the Gemara says, no, the Rabbanan's basis that skila is more chumra than sreifa is because we find it by a megadev, because he's posha yado ve'ikr. You're going to ask, how could it be a bas kohen shezinsa doesn't get skila, if skila is the most chumra thing? After all, shouldn't we be more machmir with the kohenes than we are with the Yisraelis? And an arusa Yisraelis that's mezana gets skila. So if a bas kohen shezinsa is worse than a bas Yisrael shezinsa, why is it that the bas kohen shezinsa gets a lesser onesh? So says Gemara, kasabi rabbanan, the rabbanan hold that nesua yotza l'sreifa, that a bas kohen who's a nesua that's mezana gets sreifa v'lo arusa. But if bas kohen is an arusa in a chinami, she's going to get skila. Umidavka rachmana la arusa b'skila shema mina skila chamura. From the fact that a bas Yisrael that's an arusa gets skila, and for a bas kohen we keep it at skila, we don't adjust it, we're going to give her skila as well, that tells you skila must be the most chamer thing. Because if a bas Yisrael nesua is mezana, she gets chenek. So when a bas kohen nesua is mezana, we upgrade the onesh to sreifa. So you see that yes, sreifa is more chamer than chenek, but why didn't we upgrade to sreifa for a bas kohen arusa shezinsa? Oh, must be because skila is the most chamer. So therefore, if she has the worst of both worlds, that she's both a bas kohen and she's an arusa, that she's going to get the most chamer onesh, and that's taka going to be skila. It's not going to be sreifa. So skila. So far we've proven that skila is more chamer than sreifa. We haven't proven yet that skill is more chamur than hereg and chenek. So the Gemara goes through, we're going through in a very orderly fashion today to try to just explain how we know the full order of 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Dalet Misos Beis Din. So skila chamura me sayif. How do I know skila is more chamur than sayif? So the Gemara says, sayif is hereg. So the Gemara says, shekei nitna lemagadef ulo ovir avodus kochavim, because skila is given to a magadef and an ovir avodus zor, like we said. Umay chumra, and what so, how does that tell you that skila is so chamur? Kedhamara, like we said, because those are poshet yado be'ikr, those go against the very basis, the very foundation of our religion. So says Gemara, adraba, I might tell you the opposite, that sayif is chamur, that sayif is more chamur than skila. If you have people in the Erni Dachas and a Rovid of Odezara, the Pasuk says, Yotu Anoshim B'nei B'leal, Mikirbech of Yadichu, Es Yosh V'Yiram Leymar, Nelcho B'navda Elohim Acherim, that there are these people that go and encourage everyone in the city to go and violate of Odezara. So the Pasuk says, Hakeis Hakeis, Yosh V'Yirahi Lefi Chorev, that the people in that city are Chayiv Hereg. So Maichum wrote, why would you assume whatever the Anshe Irani Dachas gets is going to be the most chamur misa? What is so chamur about deravera? Shekein mamona navad, because we find that in addition to the misa, there's an additional punishment that the Torah tells us, and that is ves kol shalala tikbot zol toch ruchava v'sarafta ve'esh asir ves kol shalala kalil. And not only do we kill the people, we destroy all of the possessions of the people in that city. So from the fact that the Torah is so machmir bayanche and nidachas that we're going to cause their mamon to be lost, that tells me that the misa that's associated with Nidachas must be a very, very severe misa as well. So the Gemara says, no, that Megadif Novidav Zara, you cannot prove from there that skila is more chamer than sayif. We could prove from somewhere else. Amrit Ezekoch Meruba will say, which Avera is more chamer? Koach HaMadiach or Koach HaNidach? Is it the one who is Mesis, the other people, who encourages the other people to be Ovid Avodah Zarah? Or is it the one who actually goes and follows that advice and is Ovid Avodah Zarah? Savi Omer, Koach HaMadiach, I would think the one who encourages others to have Avodah Zarah is more Chamur, because not only is he a Chote, he's a Machti. He's a Chote Umachti. He's being Machti other people other people as well. Now, one might have argued, you know, what do you mean? I tell you to go jump off the Empire State Building, and you go jump off the Empire State Building. That's your problem. Why am I worse than you just by encouraging you to do that? You're the one that that did it. Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomet. Isn't that the svara for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Right? Meaning we say that that if I tell you to do an Aveira, you're not considered a Shluch Shalom Kamoso because ultimately you have responsibility for your own Averos. And in the end of the day, I didn't do it myself. I'm not the one that did it. So why is this any different? So the Riaz is quoted by the Rid that the Avon HaMadiach is not only because that the Nidach violated Navera based on his advice, but it's because he also is Modal Avodah Zara, because Madiach is someone who says Nelech V'Navar Avodah Zara, meaning that it's, if you were only Machti, then maybe Enochinami, but he's Chotei Umachti. The Madiach is also participating. This is not like Shlichus Tadvar Aveira, where the person who sends the other fellow to the Mishaleach isn't actually doing anything. Over here he is. The Madiach is actually doing the Avodah Zarah as well. So he's participating, and he's a ringleader. He's getting everybody else to do it as well. That's the worst. Vitanya, and the Brisa says, Madicher Nidachas Peskila. The Madiach gets Skila. Oh, so if I know that, you have a Madiach and you have a Nidach. The Nidach does not get Skila, gets Hereg. The Madiach, who does the much worse Aveira, gets Skila. Now I see that Skila is more Chabur than Hereg. So at the end of the day, when we're proving that skila is more chamer than shreifa, we use the fact that you give skila to a megadef and to an oved avodah zarah. When you're proving that skila is more chamer than a hereg, we don't need megadef and oved avodah zarah. Just within irani dachas, you see that skila is more chamer than hereg. So how do I know? So now I need to know. Now that I know skila is more chamer than shreifa and skila is more chamer than hereg, now I need to know that skila is more chamer than chenek. So that's the next part of the gemara. Now Tosfos points out that the gemara could have just said that it's a kal v'chomer. That if Sreifa and Sayif are more Chamer than Chenek, because that's going to be the next stage of the Gemara is going to show that the middle two are more Chamer than Chenek, then obviously Skila, which is more Chamer than Sreifa and Sayif, is also going to be more Chamer than Chenek. But if we could learn out directly, we'd rather learn out directly rather than rely on a Kal V'Chomer. So says Gemara, Skila Chamer mi Chenek. How do I know Skila is more Chamer than Chenek? Shekinita l'magadi v'lo v'ravel d'skavim. We've already said, Skila so Chamer, it's given to the worst possible avaryanim, someone who's a megadef and avid avodah zarah. Umay chumra, and what's, how does that tell you that's the worst thing? Kedamar, and like we said, it's poshut yado be'ikr. Adraba, I could argue the other way, that chenek chamur, shekinit in the makah of v'imo, that chenek is given for the very worst avera, because chenek is given to someone who's makah of v'imo. Where does it say that he gets chenek? All the Torah says is makah of v'imo, mos yumas. It doesn't say what he gets, but that's the rule. The Gemara is going to darshan in a couple of days from now, that whenever you have a Misa that it doesn't say in the Torah exactly what Misa he's going to get, we always assume that's Chenek. Umay Chumra, now why is that the worst Avera that you're going to assume? Whoever get that whatever Onesh you get for that Avera must be the worst Onesh. Shekin Hukash Kvod and Lekvod HaMakom, because the Kvod of the parent is linked to the Kvod of the Ribbono Shlom. By Kibud Aveim it says Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. By Kvod Hashem it says Kabedes Hashem Mehoncha. So we darshan that there's a hekesh between them, that you have to be mechabed your parents, just like you're being mechabed Hashem, and mele, someone who's mechalal the kvod of the imo, it's also keposhet yado be'ikr. So if poshet yado be'ikr gets skila, and maka aviv gets chenek, so it's they're at least even with each other, meaning it's not going to tell you that skila is more chamur than chenek. Chenek might be just as chamur as skila, because it's the same level of avera. So says Gemara, you know what? Maybe skila is more chamer, not based on megadef and oved avodah zarah, because in a chinami, from that perspective, chenek is just as bad, right? Makav vimo is just as bad. Mida afke rachmana la rusa bas yisrael mechal nesua bas yisrael the skila. No, you know how we know skila is more chamer than chenek? If a nesua, a married girl, cheats on her husband, she's chayev chenek. But if she's an arusa, she's chayiv skila. So arusa is apparently a worse violation, and therefore we elevate her onesh. So it tells you that skila is more chamer than chenek. Shvabina skila chamura. That's how I know that skila is more chamer than chenek. So far the Gemara explained how the Rabbanu know that skila is more chamer than streifa, harig, and chenek. Now the Gemara says, How did the Rabbanan know that Sreifa is more chamer than Harag and Chenet? Meaning, I know what number one is, right? Now I know that Skila is number one. How do I know Sreifa is number two on the list? How do I know Sreifa is the second most chamer? So Sreifa, chamer misayif, the fact that Sreifa is more chamer than Harag, so Shekei Nitna Labas Kohen Shazinsa, because we give it to a Bas Kohen who's Mizana, and that's the worst. My chamer, why is that the worst? Shekei Mechalal Sesavia, because she's being Mechalal her father. Adrava, Sayif chamer, Shekei Nitna Anshayin Nidachas. I would argue that Sayif is more chamer, because we give it to the Anshayin Nidachas. My chamer, Shekei Mon Mavad. And what's so terrible about that is, like we said, we see that we destroy their money. We never do that to anybody, so it must be that it's the most chamur. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that the chomer of the Aveira of Bas Kohen Shezinsa is not what teaches us that Sreif is more chamur than Saif, because Saif also comes from a very chamur dika Aveira. So it must be that we learn it from somewhere else. How do I know Sreif is more chamur than Saif? Nemar Avia Beskila. It says the word Avia by Nar Murasa, who's Chayef Skila. Pasuk says that Visaklua Anche Iraba Avam. And it says the word avia by a bas kohen that's mizana where she's chayv sreifa. So because the pasuk says uvas ish kohen tisecha lisnos es avia hi mechalalas by ish tisareif. So the word avia appears there as well. Ma avia amur b'skila skila chamur misayif. Just like when the word avia appears in the context of skila, skila is more chamur than sayif, like the Gemara had proven from the fact that skila is given to the madichir and idachas. Afavia Omer b'Sreifa, Sreifa chamur misayif. So too, when it says Avia by Sreifa, it must tell me that Sreifa is also more chamur than Saif. So Sreifa chamur michenek. How do I know? Now I know Sreifa is more chamur than Herek. How do I know Sreifa is more chamur than Chenek? That two is greater than four. Shekein the Bas Kohen Shazinsa, because Sreifa is given to a Bas Kohen that's Mizana. Umay chumra. What's so bad about that? Kedamar. And like we said, because she's Mechal her father as well. Adraba. But I can make a counter argument that Chenek chamur. That Chenek is more chamer than Sreifa. Why? Shekinit in the Maka of Vivimo, because you give Chenek to someone who's Maka of Vivimo, and that's the equivalent of being Poshi Yado Beikar. Umay chumra. Right? Why is that so chamur? Because it's the covenant of a parent is like kavod makom. So the Gemara says, no, you know, I know that Sreif is more chamur than Chenek. Midaafke rachmanu l'nesua bas kohen, mechlal nesua bas Yisrael. The fact that the Torah gives a different onesh for a nesua bas kohen that's mezana than it does for a nesua bas Yisrael that's mezana, because a kohenes nesua should have been included in the general rule of the isha sheyinaf es ish mos yumas, and stam misa is bechenek. So really, any married woman that's a nesua that cheats on her husband should have gotten chenek. Ooh, but if she's a bas kohen, it's afka mechenek l'sreifa. Now we're gonna give her a more chamer dika onesh. What's the more chamer dika onesh? Sreifa. Shemamina sreifa chamura. That tells me sreifa must be more chamer than chenek, because I have someone who I would have given chenek to, but then I discover, oyvei, she's a bas kohen, it's even worse. So how do I make it worse? I give it sreifa. So you see that sreifa is more chamer than chenek. Okay, so Sayif chamer mechenek. How do I know that Sayif is more chamer than chenek? Shekei nita manchir nidachas, because it's given to Anshir Nidachas. Umay Chulma, how do you know that that's the worst aver in the world? Shekein Mamon Amavad, because the Anshir Nidachas, their money gets destroyed as well. Well, Adrab, Chenuk Chamur, maybe I could argue that Chenuk is more Chamur than Saif. Shekein Nita Namaka of Avimo, because it's given to a Maka of Avimo. My Chumur Shekein Hukash, like we said, Hukash Kvodin the Kvod Amakom, that it's like being Poshir Yadu Be'ikr, because the covet of the parent is like Kvod Amakom. So maybe that should be on the same level. So Afiluachi Poshir Yadu Be'ikr Adif. So says Gemara, hukash kvod aveim lekvod amakom, but the avon of anshir nidachas is poshid yadu beikr. They actually did avol dezara, and that's not something that's hukash lekvod amakom. That's actual kvod amakom. So yes, meaning a lot of times when we say that this is like that, it's a way of expressing that something is very severe, but it's not a way of saying, it's not necessarily saying that it's meaning there's a mushal and a nimshal, right? So the nimshal is still going to be the more raw version of it. So yes, kvoda of the aim is similar to in some way like kvoda makom, but it's not mamish kvoda makom. It's like the Gemara says in a number of places, that if a person expresses certain midos or does certain averos, it's ki'ilu of it of a kolakoes. A person has a mid of kas, that he gets angry at things easily. Ki'ilu of it of a dezara, ki'ilu kafar be'ikr. So if someone holds a gun to your head and says, I want you to get angry or I'm going to kill you, is he harig valyavar? You have to say, no, I will not get angry, you're going to have to kill me. No, you're allowed to get angry in such a case, right? Meaning it's not yaharig valyavar. But it's ki'ilu of it of a, it's ki'ilu. It's not exactly of it of a dezara. Not everything that's hukash is exactly the same. So now the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Up until now, we've explained the sheet of the Rabbanan, Skila Sreif Harek V'Chenek. But Rabbi Shimon says, Sreif Skila Chenek V'Harek. So says Gemara, Sreif Chamur Miskila. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that Sreif was more Chamur than Skila? Shekin in the Baskoin Shazinsa. Because he gave it to the worst Avera, to Baskoin Shazinsa. Why is that the worst Avera? Because she's Mechalal her father. Well, Adrab, Skila Chamura, Shekin in the Magadif Lovel Chavim. I might say skill is more chamur because you give it to a magadif and an ovid of a dezara. Umay chumra, why is that the worst of era? Shekin poshet yado be'ikr, because that's poshet yado be'ikr. Rabbi Shimon l'taymei, and this is Rabbi. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon is l'shita so the Omar achas harusa v'achas nesua yatzal l'sreifa. This is a key shita of Rabbi Shimon, that when we find that a bas kohen is mezana, that the Torah says she's different than a bas yisrael is mezana. Meaning, when a married woman is mezana, a critical question to ask, what kind of family is she from? Is she a bas kohen or a bas Yisrael? And the Torah says if she's a bas kohen, she's going to get sreifa. That's not only true by a nesua, says Rabbi Shimon, that's even true by an arusa. So an arusa bas Yisrael is going to get skila. A narum rasa that's a bas Yisrael, it's mezana, gets skila. A narum rasa that's a bas kohen, it's mezana, gets sreifa. So midafke rachmana la rusa bas kohen, mechal rusa bas Yisrael, me skila the sreifa, shema mina sreifa chamura. That tells you that sreifa is more chamur than skila, because if being a bas kohen and being mezana is worse than being a bas Yisrael, and a bas Yisrael arusa gets skila, but a bas kohen arusa gets sreifa, so that tells me that sreifa must be worse than skila. So okay, good. Now I know sreifa is more chamur than skila. Sreifa chamur michenek. How do I know sreifa is more chamur than chenek? Because it's given to bas kohen shezinsa, umay chumra kedamrin, and the chumra is that she's mechal her father. Adraba, I could argue the opposite. Chenek chamur, shekinit in the makav v'vimo, that maybe chenek is more chamur because it's given to someone who's makav v'vimo. My chumra shekinu kash kvod mekvod makom, and the chumra of that is that we compare it to kvod makom. So midafke rachmanu l'nesua bas kohen mechal nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa shomina sreifa chamura. Well, if a nesua bas yisrael cheats on rasmin, she gets chenek. A nesua bas Cohen that cheats on her husband gets sreifa. So it must be that sreifa is more chamer than chenek, because whenever it's a bas Cohen, she must be getting a more severe onesh than the bas Yisrael who does that very same aveira. Okay, now I need to know, now that I know sreifa is more chamer than skila and more chamer than chenek, how do I know it's more chamer than saif and herek? So sreifa chamer mi saif, shekinit al bas Cohen, shesin so my chamer kadamran. So we already established the chamer adavar of sreifa based on the fact that we give it to a bas Cohen who's mezana, where she's mechalelis as avia. But adraba, one might argue, saif chamur, shekinit al anshir nidachas, that saif is more chamur because it's given to anshir nidachas. And how do I know that's the worst avero, my chumra, shekin manumavad, because we destroy all the money of the anshir nidachas as well. So amrit v'chi eza koach meruba, koach hamadiach, or koach hanidach. So the Gemara says, well, take a step back. Which avera is worse? The one who is mesis, the one who is the rabble rouser, who gets everybody else to be over level dezara, or the one who's over level dezara themselves? I would think that it's the Koach HaMadiach, that it's the ringleader who's more chamer because he was chote and machti as a rabbim. So since the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is that madiche irani dachas get chenek, whereas the anche irani dachas get sayif, so it must be the chenek is more chamer than sayif, and therefore v'kal v'chomer umach chenek shechamer mi sayif sreif chamer mi menu, and if chenek is more chamer than sayif, and yet sreif is more chamer than chenek, we already proved. So saif hakal lo kol shkein. So therefore, sreifa must be more chamur than saif. Saif, which is more kal than chenek, sreifa is going to be more chamur than saif. So that's how I know sreifa is more chamer. So now I've established, according to Rabbi Shimon, how I know that Sreifa is more chamer than the other three. But now I need to establish how I know that Skil is more chamer than the other two. So Skil chamer mi chenek, Skil is more chamer than chenek. Shekinin lemagadi v'lovet avod zchavim umay chumer kadam aron. We don't have to keep repeating it, right? We know that what's so bad about magadi v'lovet avod zar, it's that poshid yadam be'ikr. So we know the severity of that. Well, adraba, I might argue chenek chamer. The chenek is more chamer shekinin lemagadi, because you give it to Makav Vimo, my chumra, shekin hukash v'chule. Again, we don't have to spell it out because we know that hukash kvodum l'kvod ha-makom. So it says, Marino, mida afki rachmano la rusa b'asrol mechal nesuv esrol mechenek l'ski l'shmem l'ski l'chamura. That whenever we talk about a woman who cheats on her husband, so there are a couple of critical questions that we have to ask to see how severe it is. One question we already discussed, is she a bas Yisrael or is she a Bas Kohen? If she's Bas Kohen, she's going to be treated more harshly. Another question is she an Arusa or a Nesua? And if she's an Arusa, she's going to be treated more harshly than if she's a Nesua. So what's the din if you have a girl, not a Bas Kohen, a regular girl, who's a Nesua versus a regular girl who's an Arusa? What does each one get? So a Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. An Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila. Ah, that tells me Skila must be more Chamer, because Arusa is an arrow that indicates a greater level of severity. It indicates a greater Aveira, and we see that she gets Skila. So that's how I know Skila is more chamer than chenek. Skila chamura mi sayif shkeinit nil magadev. Skila is more chamer than sayif. How do I know that? Because again, we give it to poshid yado be'ikr, the worst of heroes. Ad rabbi, I could argue sayif chamur shkeinit nil anshir nidachas, because it's given to the anshir nidachas. My chumra shkein mamonam avar. And we know that must be really terrible because we destroy all their money. So the Gemara says, you know, it's not the chumra of the avera of magadev and over level dezara that teaches us that skila is more chamer than sayif. It's from somewhere else. Amrit v'chi eza koach mruba. Which of it is worse? Koach hamadiach or koach hanidach? Haviomer koach hamadiach. It's the ringleader. It's the one that's chotei umachti. And since, according to Rabbi Shimon, the madichi er nidachas get chenek, and the anshi er nidachas, the nidachim themselves, get sayif, so I see that chenek is more chomer than sayif. So now I can just put two and two together. V'kal v'chomer. Umach chenek shechomer mi sayif. Skil chamur mimenu. Once I've already proven that skil is more chamur than chenek, and I've proven that chenek is more chamur than saif, so obviously skil is more chamur than saif. So saif akal, lo kol shkein, saif, which is more kal than chenek, of course skil is going to be more chamur than saif. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. So it's a simple kal v'chomer. Chenek chomer mi saif. How do I know chenek? So now that I've proven that sreifa is number one and that skil is number two, so now I need to prove that chenek is number three, right? Because it's chenek herek. So chenek chomer mi saif. How do I know? Shekinit in the makav v'imo, my chomer kadam aron. Because we give it to a makav v'imo, and that's really so terrible because it's hukash kvod on the kvod makom. Well, adrab, maybe I could argue to the contrary that saif chomer shekinit in anshir nidachas, my chomer shekin mon mavad. That saif is given to anshir nidachas, and I know that's really horrible. Because it's mamon amavad, because we allow all their money to be destroyed. Says the Gemara, it's not the chomer avon of makav v'ima that teaches us that chenek is more chomer than saif. It's we learn it from the parsha of anshir nidachas itself. The ringleader is worse than the followers. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek. Rabbi Shimon holds that the madichi or nidachas get chenek. Oh, so there I want to know which is worse, chenek or hereg, and I have these two misos in the case of Yerinidachas. One is given to the ringleader, one is given to the followers. Obviously, the one that's given to the ringleader is worse than the one that's given to the followers, and therefore I know that chenek is worse than hereg, because chenek is given to the ringleaders according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chacham don't agree with that, but according to Rabbi Shimon, and sayif is given to the followers. Okay, so now that we've established the hierarchy of the Dalai Misa Spazdin, skil shreif hereg v'chenek according to the Rabbanon, you flip skil and shreif, you flip hereg v'chenek according to Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara tells us, margal b'pumei de Rabbi Yochanan. There was something that Rabbi Yochanan used to like to say, right? Rashi says, margala bepume means that it was something that he would repeat. It was like a lashon of ragil. Others say the Adrama says it's a lashon of a pearl. of a Margolis. So Margolis Bume was a pearl in his mouth. It was something that was a gem that he used to repeat. Either way, it means the same thing. It means it was something that is associated with Rabbi Yochanan for having said such a nice teaching in the name of it, that he was Makabel from his Rebbeim. So Narum Rasa Baskoin Shazinsa Biskila. That Rabbi Yochanan used to say that if you have a Narum Rasa who's a Baskoin, that's Mizana, the Rabban Ol Shizchayev Skila. Not like a Baskoin Nesua, that's Mizana, where she gets Srefa, because Skila is more chamer than Srefa. And since in our Rusa Bas Yisrael's Mizana gets Skila, it can't be that when you change one factor in that case and turn her into a Bas Kohen, that she's going to be downgraded in the level of Onesh, right? Meaning if an Arusa Bas Yisrael, an Arum Rasa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, then an Arum Rasa Bas Kohen should for sure get Skila. She's not going to get Srefa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Srefa. Rabbi Shimon says she gets Srefa. Why does Rabbi Shimon know she gets Srefa? Because Srefa is the most chomer thing. So if a Nara Marasa Bas Yisrael is going to get Skila, when you turn it into a Bas Kohen, it's more chomer, so she's going to get Srefa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what if she's a Narum Rasa Bas Yisrael, Zinsa Me Aviha? She was Mizana from her own father. So there are two Misos. There's Misa Skila for the Znus of Narusa, and Srefa for being Nivelas Me Aviha. So since when a person is Chayiv two Misos, we give him the more Chamer of the two Misos. So according to the Rabbanan, Skila is more Chamer than Srefa, so Biskila. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer Bisrefa. Rabbi Shimon is going to say, well, Srefa is more Chamer than Skila, and therefore she's going to get Srefa. She's not going to get Skila. So my Kamashmalan, what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching me? Meaning we said Margala Bapume, certainly if you understand like the Yad Ramah, that it's some sort of precious pearl that he's sharing with us, some sort of gem, you know, it doesn't sound like it's the kind of vart that, you're sitting around a Shabbos table, someone says, I got a gem of a vart to share with you. And they're going to share with you what happens if a Bas Yisrael Arusa's Mezana with her own father, they throw you off the table. So my Kamashmalan, so what's the Chiddush? What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that even though the Torah says just tam ubas ish kohen ki seichel iznos that peish tisareif, and the pashas of the pasuk sounds like every bas kohen that's mezana is different than a bas yisrael that's mezana, and therefore is always going to get streifa. Not everyone agrees to that. The rabbanon nesua yatzel streifa v'lo arusa. According to the rabbanon, it's only true of a nesua bas kohen nesua is going to get streifa, but not a bas kohen arusa. A bas kohen arusa is going to have the same din as a bas yisrael arusa because the bas yisrael arusa already gets the most severe punishment, which is skila. So a bas kohen arusa is also going to get skila. And the Rabbi Shimon achas arusa v'achas nesua yatzel l'sefer. But Rabbi Shimon holds that when the Torah singles out a bas kohen, we're telling us the Torah is telling us that a bas kohen is going to get srefa regardless of whether she's an arusa or nesua. V'taima mai, why do the rabbanan need to explain that the pasuk is only about a nesua, and Rabbi Shimon says it's both about an arusa and a nesua? It follows mishum to the rabbanan skila chamura, the Rabbi Shimon shreifa chamura, because according to the rabbanan skila is the most chamur. So it's not mistaber that a narum rasa who's a bas yisrael is going to get skila, and then you turn her into a bas kohen and she's going to get something less. That doesn't make any sense. So it must be she has the same din as a bas yisrael arusa, whereas Rabbi Shimon old shreifa is more chamur. So yes, a bas yisrael narum rasa gets skila, bas kohen narum rasa upgraded. She's going to get a more severe onesh of Srefa. So nafkamina. So it turns out that what comes out, that what we derive from Rabbi Yochanan is Lemishan Schaif Shtemisus Beis Nidam Chamura. That we have a principle that we derive from what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us. That if a person is Chayiv two Misus Beis, then he gets the more Chamur of the two. Because an Arusa Bas Kohen is Chayiv Shtemisus, Skila like an Arusa Bas Yisrael, and Srefa like a Bas Kohen. And we only give her the more Chamur of the two. So according to the Rabbanan, the more Chamur of the two is Skila. According to Rabbi Shimon, the more Chamur of the two is Srefa. So you see very clearly that you give the more chamur of the two misos when one is chayiv two misos. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to explain that Rabbi Shimon holds Srefa is more chamur than skila, that this is really Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, that a bas kohen, whether she's narusa or nesua, if she's mezana, she's going to get srefa. So says Gemara, my Rabbi Shimon, where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds beferish that a bas kohen, whether she's an arusa or a nesua, she's going to get sreifa. Meaning that was the basis of Rabbi Shimon holding that sreifa is more chamor. It's because Rabbi Shimon held that when the Torah says that a bas kohen gets sreifa, it means any bas kohen, arusa, nesua, any bas kohen is going to get sreifa. So why would I take an arusa who would otherwise get skila and give her sreifa if she's a bas kohen? It must be that sreifa is more chamor. So where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds that a bas kohen shezinsa is true of both an arusa and nesua? So d'tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer shnei klalos nemru bas kohen. There are two klalim that it says by a bas kohen. It says by an arusa where the Torah says ki yeh nara besulam urasa lish mutzai ish be'ir v'shachavim avotzei v'skaldum osam avan v'mesu. Meaning the Torah tells us about a nara murasa and it does not distinguish between a kohen and Israel. So it just says nara murasa schayev skila. So I would imagine that that includes everybody, that that includes a bas kohen as well. The Torah just says very generally that a nara murasa gets skila. So I would have thought naturally that that includes a bas kohen. And then the second call is by a nesua. It says visha shayina faseshas hish, and it says mos yumas hano efa no efes. So I would imagine that the din of chenek that it says when a nesua cheats on her husband is true of Yisrael and a bas kohen, that it doesn't make a difference. So says Gemara bas kohen v'lo b'bas Yisrael. Wait, that those are klalim that are said dafka by a bas kohen, not by a bas Yisrael. No, that's not what we meant. Ema af b'bas kohen. So the Gemara, that's just an aside, you know, parentheses. When we said that Rabbi Shimon says shnei klalos nemru b'bas kohen, that there are two klalim that it says by a bas kohen. We don't really mean two klalim that it says specifically by bas kohen. We mean there are two klalim that it says about women in general, and we assume bas kohen is in that general category of women. She's bas Yisrael is in that category, obviously, and a bas kohen is also in that category. So again, we have a pasuk in the Torah that says a nara murasa gets skila. Pasuk in the Torah that says a nesua that cheats on her husband gets chanek. Naturally, I would assume that applies to a bas kohen the same way it applies to a bas Yisrael. But then v'hotzi akosav nesua michlal nesua v'arusa michlal arusa. The Torah itself takes a bas kohen out of that's a nesua out of the parsha of a bas Yisrael nesua and a bas kohen arusa out of the parsha of a bas Yisrael arusa, because the pasuk says ubas ish kohen kisecha lisnosas aviyim michalelas beish tisareif, that she's going to be chayiv sreifa. So the pasuk sounds like it doesn't matter whether she's an arusa or a nesua. If she's a bas kohen that was mezana tachas baila, she's going to get sreifa. So mak shalti akosav nesua michal nesua lahachmir saf shalti akosav arusa michal arusa lahachmir. So what's the Torah doing over here? The Torah is telling me that a nesua bas Yisrael would normally get chenek, but if she's a bas kohen, she's going to get sreifa, and that's more chamor. That's obviously more chamor. So naturally, says Rabbi Shimon, if arusa bas Yisrael gets skila, and the Torah is telling me that an arusa bas kohen is going to get sreifa, it must be that it's telling me a more chamor dika onesh, and sreifa is the more chamor dika onesh. Once the Gemara mentions that, the Braisa tells us, Zomu mei nesua bas kohen, b'chal zomu mei nesua bas Yisrael. Edim zomin about a nesua bas kohen are just like edim zomin about a nesua bas Yisrael. Meaning edim that are meyed that a nesua bas kohen was mezana, and then they turned out to be edim zomin, so they're going to be they were edim zomin when they tried to be mechayev her sreifa. So other edim came and were mazim them, turned them into edim sheker. The halacha is they are the same as edim zomin who would have testified about a bas Yisrael nesua. That just like edim zomin testified about a bas Yisrael nesua would have chenek. Zomei bas kohen also get chenek. Zomei arusa bas kohen bechal zomei arusa bas Yisrael. And similarly, if people became edim zomin about an arusa bas kohen, they have a similar din to edim zomin about an arusa bas Yisrael, where the din would be that they get skila, because the Torah tells us that a bas kohen gets sreifa, but it says he mechalelas be'esh tisareif, that she is the one that gets sreifa. That only she, not her zomim. Anyone who's an eid zomim about her is not going to get that sreifa. Meaning, whenever you have a case of a eidim zomim, normally the natural assumptions do kasher zom lasos achiv. When you have zomim bas kohen, you would imagine we would give her those zomim the more severe of the punishments, because they're saying that the guy is chayiv chenek and they're saying that the girl is going to be chayiv sreifa. So you would think you'd give them the more chamor of the two. So you say no, we leave. leave it at whatever onesh a Bas Yisrael would have gotten for that same avera, even though the edim were mazim to be machayev for sreifa, and the Torah says vasisim lo kashazam lasel sachiv. We don't give them sreifa like they tried to do, because Chazal dashim from the pasuk savia imechalalas that he b'sreifa velozom mel b'sreifa, that only she gets sreifa, her zomim do not get sreifa. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that darshens the pasuk about a bas kohen that's mezana and explains the dinim that are derived from it. So maybe we'll start with the first din. Tanu rabbanim ubas ish kohen ki sechel. The pasuk says ki sechel is nosa savia hi mechalalas beish tisareif. So what do we darshen? Yachal afilu chilas haShabbos. I might think when it says ki sechel, it means she's mechalal something that she gets sreifa. I might think that a bas kohen who's mechalal Shabbos gets sreifa. Tamal omar liznos. That's why it has to add the word liznos. Bechilulin shebznos hakasim medaber. Then not any chilul gets sreifa. It's only a chilul that relates to znos. So the Gemara obviously is going to discuss why on earth would I assume that a bas kohen is mechal Shabbos is any different than anybody else's mechal Shabbos. So maybe we'll start it back again from the beginning of the brisa tomorrow. We'll go through the four dinim of the brisa and all the chidushim that we could derive from them. Everyone have a wonderful day.